B-Pod Studios.
Trend. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've defended him basically until yesterday, and now I feel like the time has probably come for both parties, you know, that they got to look at parting ways, just because I think sometimes, again, it's run its course, and it's easier to make a move on a coach than it is on a player. Now, I understand there's a lot of money at stake here for Wick. And if they make a move, they're going to have to give Brad Stevens a good amount of change to go away. I just feel like you got to do something. You can't go in with the same team again next year and have similar results.
That was Jeff Goodman on May 11th here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I loved that clip. We played it a million times. I said, Goodman knows something. He knows something. Jeff Goodman joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jeff, great to talk to you.
I would love to say I knew this was going to happen, but I had no, you know what, idea that Brad Stevens was going to move over to replace Danny Ainge in that seat. I had no idea.
All right, but we just watched a video of Brad Stevens' introductory press conference. It just rolled on NBC Sports Boston on our simulcast. And the group walking to the podium, I don't even know how this happened, was Wick, it was Pags, it was Danny Ainge, it was Brad Stevens, and the fifth guy was Jeff Goodman walking alongside them toward the podium. Yeah, we're running it again right now. It's unbelievable.
Would you drive
like
Forrest
that day? Gump? You're in the background with these five guys all walking together.
Really?
Yes, really.
That was when they introduced Brad as head coach?
Yeah. Yes. Look at, I think the last guy to get a handshake before he goes up the stairs and onto the podium is you.
I knew Brad. Like, I was the perfect person. I was at ESPN. I had just gotten the job at ESPN. Literally just gotten it a week before. And the news broke. And obviously I knew Brad because I covered college as well, since he was an assistant at Butler. So my guess is Brad saw a friendly face, and we probably talked as we walked in.
You are.
Don't say it.
You are to Brad Stevens what Brian Windhorst is to LeBron James.
Oh,
let's just,
okay.
Come on. Let's just say.
Goodness.
So what do you make of all this? What's your reaction to all of this? And I earlier today set the over-under on the time Brad Stevens stays in this job as 18 months. What would you take and what do you make of all this?
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. I think he coaches a year from now. I think somebody goes after him and he decides, like, yeah, this was cool. I gave it a shot. And it kind of makes sense from all angles, okay, right? Like, Danny has some pressure. He's 62. He's had some health issues. He still leaves him in a pretty good place with two All-Stars. And he kind of does what he wants to do now, which is not work 60, 70 hours a week running around to games all over the place. Instead, he can hit the golf course and spend more time with his grandkids and whatnot. For the Celtics ownership group, they don't have to, if they were going to make a move or thinking about making a move on Brad Stevens, they save that money, right? They have 4 years left at whatever it is, $7 million a year on the hook. But something had to be done, as I said in that clip in May. You had to make a move, and it's far easier to make that move with a coach than it is. Obviously, Tatum's untradeable, and he should be. And Jaylen Brown, it'll be hard to find a trade. I've said Bradley Beal, but it would be hard to find that trade that's going to make sense unless Bradley Beal says, I want out of Washington, or another superstar, all-star says that. And I think it works out for Brad. You know, he gets kind of a fresh start and a different job, more conducive to spending time with the family, watching his kids. Or I think his son's probably a freshman in high school at this point, daughter a little bit younger. He could set his own hours. So I think it kind of works for everybody. I just don't see Brad being long for this. I think he'll miss coaching. That's what he's really good at. Not that he can't be good at this, but I've got some reservations about him as kind of a general manager of sorts.
See, that was going to be my question to you. Do you think he would coach again? Well, you've obviously answered that. Would it be at the collegiate level, go back there? Would you stay pro? Because I know Woj has always said, once you're pro, you stay pro. You never go back to college.
So, yeah, I mean, unless there's no options in pro, which I think there will be. Again, I think NBA teams right now would call Brad Stevens.
Wow.
Like, I really do. I think if he didn't take this job and make it public, if they kind of went behind closed doors and said, hey, Brad, why don't you see, is there something else out there that maybe comes your way? But I think in a year, there'll be other NBA teams. He's not going back to college, guys, because he's got enough friends in college right now that are telling him what a mess it is in college with name, image, likeness coming in, with a transfer portal going from, you know, it's 1,600 players right now. The turnover is insane right now in college basketball. He's not dealing with any of that crap right now. He's going to try this out. Maybe he does love it. Maybe at the end of the day, he's great at it. My biggest concern with Brad Stevens as a general manager is I don't think he's a good liar. And I think you need to be a good liar to be a great general manager. I think you got to have some sales in you.
See, Ainge, Danny.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have some sales in you.
Yeah.
Now, for Brad, the fact that he'd be able to kind of dip toes in both the collegiate waters and the NBA waters as general manager or as president, I think that would appeal to him on some level because he obviously, you know, loves the college game and as you said, has all kinds of friends and contacts there. This would afford him a little more opportunity to stay engaged with the college game, not just for the love of it, but it's part of his job now too. So maybe that part of the job will appeal to him in a way that at least would keep him there a bit longer.
And it gives him an advantage because a lot of the college coaches, if they're called by some NBA guy that they don't know very well, they're going to BS. You know, they're not going to be honest about a kid. But Brad, everybody, if you don't know Brad even and you're in college, you have the ultimate respect for Brad for what he did when he was in college and the fact that he's been in the NBA this long. And remember, like, he had a pretty good start. I mean, it's crazy how it changed because he overachieved with the Celtics for the first, whatever it was, 5 years. And the last year and a half have been tough. And this year, it's hard because, again, like, this year was such a different year. Like, I talk to NBA players all the time, and they say this year is much tougher than last year because they were in a bubble with each other, and it was all ball all the time. Now it's like they got to test twice every day. They got to worry about what everything they're doing. It's just different. So I think Brad, again, he's super smart, super smart. So I'm not betting against him in this job. I'm kind of with you. I don't see him long in this position. I think he'll miss coaching.
It feels like everybody in this situation is reluctant. Danny is reluctant to walk away or be fired, whatever it may be. Brad is reluctantly going into the front office because maybe he doesn't want to coach this particular team. He still wants to coach, just not this team. And ownership is reluctant to pay Brad Stevens to have him not work. It feels like everybody is reluctant and nobody is left happy at the end of the day.
Well, because look at why you're making the change. Like, they're calling it a promotion for Brad Stevens. Come on. It's not a promotion. Like, if they won, Brad Stevens would want to stay coaching with this team. I think everybody realized, again, changes needed to be made right now. You've got too much talent on this team to finish seventh in the Eastern Conference and be looking up the New York Knicks. Like, that's an embarrassment. I get they missed a ton of games due to injuries, whatnot this year. You should not be looking up at the New York Knicks, period.
Do you think it's odd that the team has been so quiet, meaning the players have been so quiet since this has transpired? And I know it's fresh, but they're always on social media. You see nothing from them. Does that scare you?
Yeah, I haven't followed. I don't follow a lot of the, you know, I probably do follow them. I just haven't seen it. You know, it's been a crazy 24 hours here between the Celtics stuff and then the Coach K stuff at Duke. So I haven't really followed it a little bit. I was texting with one player who was shocked. Like, I don't think the players knew this was coming at all with Brad. I think they might have known with Danny, but that's not like, it's not like Danny
there like
every
him?
Day.
Jeff, do they like Brad Stevens?
Love him. Everybody loves Brad Stevens as a guy. Everybody. Now,
did they tune him out?
I don't think they're the type that like tuned him out. I just, you know, I kind of go back to, then I'm not sure Brad had the right players for his system, and I'm not sure Danny gave him the right players for his system. And the other part is, guys, listen, if Kemba were 100%, this could all be different. Then you're talking, and Jalen, obviously, you know, he was hurt at the end. I don't think that affected anything. But if you had a healthy Kemba and a healthy Robert Williams, could this have been different? I still say my biggest problem is, especially, but even in the past, to me, it often looks like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were thrown together for the first time, like that game. Yeah. They've never played together before.
Yeah. I mean, the Kemba thing, too. Like, Kemba's not going to get better. Then he's not going to get better. They have to manage that. No. It's going to be interesting to see what Brad does with him now as a GM. If you
can't
trade
him.
Because
you can't trade him. He's making too much money. Like, what are you going to do? You can't trade Kemba. You can't trade Tatum. So the only two options are Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart that are going to give you enough value. That's it. And Marcus Smart's going to give you, like, limited value.
Right.
You're not going to change everything with your team. Yeah, you may trade Marcus Smart for a guy that can come in. I would think Brad Stevens, think about it, the what he was dealt with personnel-wise and the way he played, he would have let the four of us just shoot the ball from three, any of us, right? He's going to bring in more skilled guys and shooters for the next coach, whoever it's going to be.
Jeff Goodman, final one for you. I know you've been covering this situation at Duke with Mike Krzyzewski retiring. What do you make of their selection of John Shire to take over?
Crazy. I've known Shire since he was like 15. It's honestly, guys.
How do you know everybody? How do you know everybody like this? It's unbelievable.
I cover recruiting. I broke the commitment when John Shire committed to Duke out of Glenbrook North High School outside of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's stupid. It just shows how old I am. But here's the deal. It was like process of elimination for Duke. Steve Wojciechowski, who was like Kay's son, he was fired at Marquette. Jeff Capel, who was on the bench a couple years ago and took the Pitt job, he has not done well at Pitt. Chris Collins, remember, he was like the rising star when he took Northwestern finally to the big dance. They've been terrible the last few years. Tommy Amaker, I don't think he would want it. You know, so you had a bunch of guys that were praying Coach K wasn't going to call them because nobody wants to follow Coach K. But ultimately, it was almost one of those things where you're looking around and you're saying, like, can't do him. All right, well, John Shire, 33, he's on the bench. He's one of us. It was like same thing with Hubert Davis at Carolina. Like, there just weren't great options within the family at both Duke and Carolina. But I am rooting for John Shire, man. How do you like to follow Coach K?
That's not a good spot to be in. It's like following Tom Brady at quarterback.
There you go.
Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst at Stadium. Give him a follow on Twitter. @GoodmanHoops. Jeff, always great to
talk
to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Shire is still a lot better than Cam Newton.
Anybody is.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Anybody is. There you go. Later.
See ya. Jeff Goodman on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
He's like a more likable basketball version of Bedard. Kind of got that same type of...
way more likable.
Yeah, Bedard comes across as
more
a dick.
But you know what I'm saying? Kind of knows everybody. Bedard, he's got a good pulse on everything. But
everybody likes Goodman.
Yeah, he's a gritty. He doesn't get cranky
and snappy. An appropriate last name.
I like Bedard, but I also recognize that not everybody does.
I do, too.
A big bitch.
But you know...
He'll tell you. He'll tell you.
I
love Craig. But he goes after you. Goodman won't go after you. I can't believe he freaking...
I can identify with some of Greg's qualities of being an annoying prick. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing to...
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. I can identify with that. Yeah,
see some of that in your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't believe he covered recruiting.
He covers it all.
Oh, covers it all.
No, Shire, since he was 15 years
that
old.
That video, can we run the video one last time, Josh Fowler? That video is remarkable of Brad Stevens' introductory press conference.
I thought you were going to call him the Jim Gray of...
No, he's...
Forrest Gump. That's good.
It is, right?
Forrest Gump, yeah.
It's Pags and Wick and Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens. Who's the fifth guy in the group? Oh, that's Jeff Goodman. Here it is again. We're watching it in our... Here it is. Goodman along the wall talking to Danny Ainge. He slows down the group. Stevens is like, what are we doing? And then Stevens turns around and is like, all right, hey, Jeff.
You coming up?
And they start talking with each other. Goodman!
Ainge is going to be late because he's standing there talking to Goodman.
Yes. The old guy. I don't know who the old guy is at the end.
Boy, Danny's lost weight since then.
That's Johnny Pesky at the end. What's he doing there?
Wow.
Oh, all right, good.
Wow. All right. Our thanks again to Jeff Goodman. appreciate his time. I know he's got a busy day and he fit us in, and we appreciate that. We'll get back to your calls on the Celtics situation and what Jeff Goodman just said, which is his over-under. I gave him our own over-under 18 months. He said, oh, I'll take the under on
that.
He hit
that under quick.
Brad Stevens ain't long for this job. That's according to Jeff Goodman.
He said a year.
We'll talk more about it next. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've defended him basically until yesterday, and now I feel like the time has probably come for both parties, you know, that they got to look at parting ways, just because I think sometimes, again, it's run its course, and it's easier to make a move on a coach than it is on a player. Now, I understand there's a lot of money at stake here for Wick. And if they make a move, they're going to have to give Brad Stevens a good amount of change to go away. I just feel like you got to do something. You can't go in with the same team again next year and have similar results.
That was Jeff Goodman on May 11th here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I love that clip. We played it a million times. I said, Goodman knows something. He knows something. Jeff Goodman joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jeff, great to talk to you.
I would love to say I knew this was going to happen, but I had no, you know what, idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To date at work.
Rose. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I, earlier today, set the over-under on the time Brad Stevens stays in this job as 18 months. What would you take, and what do you make of all this?
Yeah, I'll take the under. I'll take the under.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I think he coaches a year from now. I think somebody goes after him, and he decides, like, yeah, this was cool. I gave it a shot. And it kind of makes sense from all angles, okay, right? Like, Danny has some pressure. He's 62. He's had some health issues. He still leaves him in a pretty good place with two All-Stars. And he kind of does what he wants to do now, which is not work 60, 70 hours a week running around the games all over the place. Instead, he can hit the golf course and spend more time with his grandkids and whatnot. For the Celtics ownership group, they don't have to, if they were going to make a move or thinking about making a move on Brad Stevens, they save that money.
Jeff Goodman saying in a year, Brad Stevens will say, yeah, this was good, but I'm done. No thanks. Moving on. He believes coaching is his passion and he has not coached his last game. Brad Stevens, as he put it, did not get a promotion yesterday. That was not a promotion.
Okay.
We've been sort of calling it a reassignment.
Yeah, for obvious
reasons. And I think when he says it's not a promotion, he means it in the sense that you're not being rewarded for some sort of great job you did. Not promoted in that sense.
Yeah.
You're getting a different job. It is, in my opinion, though, a far more important job. And
I agree.
We'll be demanding in different ways, but will still be a tough job.
You're the architect of the team.
And he's inheriting a difficult roster situation,
correct,
monetarily speaking. And Kemba's contract is not tradable. And it's going to be hard. But he didn't get rewarded. In fact, it's the opposite. it's the moving on from the coach. But to go back to the start of the day, you know, Wick said midseason, I've got the best coach and best GM. They'd be the top candidate for any open job in the league right now.
Svalgar Mazzi said that too, right? Yep.
I know Brad Stevens is still here in the organization, but they've now lost their coach and their GM.
Right.
Because neither one is doing that job anymore.
And imagine if in a year Brad goes and coaches another team in the NBA. As Jeff said, it'd be NBA, not NCAA. And he does well. Ooh, that'll stick in your side. Based on Wick's comments just, you know, a couple months ago. Hey, I'm not happy. We're below 500. We're not a contender. I got the best coach and best GM. And if they were up for grabs, any team would hire them right away. Be the number one candidate. That number one candidate might walk out the door and the other guy might go and do something out in Utah. Who knows? And do something good out there. And you're left just with nothing. You know? Like, Wick wasn't too enamored with any of the candidates to replace Danny. Danny said that. We got that from Danny today on TNR. Wick wasn't blown away by anybody. So there aren't a lot of guys out there. Maybe that's why Wick looks at Danny and holds him with such high value. And tried to talk him into coming back, as Danny said. He tried to talk me twice into coming back. I said, I'm done. They're in a tough spot.
617-779-0985. Wayne is in Yarmouth. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, before I make my point, who came up with the point about Goodman in a Forrest Gump scenario in that clip? It was beautiful because it was just like Forrest Gump acting the way he did, even. That was a riot. I just am in the camp that says that they shoved this thing through for Stevens so that they would give him some time. They've let him down easy here instead of just firing him outright. So I say he's gone in a year. I agree. And I think look out for the Pacers. They may be the ones that capture him.
Of course. That's always going to be a rumor. And Wayne, I wouldn't say that's the reason, but I'm sure it influenced their thinking, if that makes sense to you. That the Celtics did not want to be in a position where they fired their GM and their coach. It's easy to make one guy leaving look like a natural departure and a good point in time to do it. If both guys are out the door, is there any question in anyone's mind that everyone got fired? The PR of this looks much better than if both had been out. They can sort of save face. It's, well, you know, Danny's had his health issues, and 2 years after having the health issues, he decides to walk away after having a bad season, which is far more relevant to the discussion. And Brad's moving up. He's a smart guy. Everyone likes him. As Jeff Goodman said, everyone likes Brad Stevens, the guy. He's an easy guy to like. And so now it's, oh, well, we're just doing a little reshuffle. We're still going strong. Our front office is still intact. And Brad loves those guys. He's passionate, as he told you. Loves the Celtics. Bleeds green. Loves the organization. He's going to be in the front office now. And now we just got to find a new coach. But we'll do that. Yeah. He'll do that. If Brad is gone and so Danny's gone,
that's 8 years ago.
A house cleaning.
That's 8 years ago.
And that is, you know, maybe not the best of looks.
Yep.
That's 8 years ago.
Oh.
Ken in Medford. Hi, Ken.
Ken.
Hello?
Hello?
There you go.
Right, Ken.
How you doing? I have a three-tier question. Well, I'll start with the first one. Does Brad Stevens get a raise for his going to president?
I would say no.
We'll ask him when he calls us.
Yeah. Oh. Well, what about if they hire a woman? Is she going to get the same as a man's pay?
I would assume so. I would assume yes in the NBA. I think they'd be very much aware of that.
I would assume you're going to get what any first-year coach with whatever level of experience that coach has coming into the game.
I think any team that is going to make the move to hire the first female head coach is going to go out of their way to make sure and ensure that they make the same salary as any male in that same position.
Yeah, you have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all. So, Tony in Worcester.
Worcester!
Hey.
Hey.
any chance, is there a rule against the NBA? I'm not sure if it's ever been done, that you can trade a coach for a player. Why couldn't they trade him to another team?
You can do that. You can trade him.
Well, why do you think they did that?
Doc Rivers.
Sending him up to the front office.
Maybe they didn't have a good offer on the table. Maybe Trader Danny can't get other teams to pick up the phone. Maybe Brad's going to have to trade himself now. Can that happen? Can a GM trade himself?
I think that'd be a first.
Wow.
Only way I can help my team is to remove myself from the equation.
Trade himself as a coach, but still be the GM of the Celtics.
Correct. Can do that, too. Double dipping.
Coach someone else.
I don't know. It's a good question. Why? Because it would look terrible for the team. That's why. They got rid of the coach and the GM all in one fell swoop. And I don't think they want that. Rich in the truck. Hi, Rich.
Richie.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Rich.
What's up, though?
What's up?
So I just wondered, did you guys see a scenario where Stevens is GM 1-2 years, you know, gets everything intact, and then he comes back down?
Yeah, totally. What was he saying?
I don't know.
Does anyone have any ideas? Scenarios?
I don't know.
Let's do this. Rich, call us back when you get to a better spot.
I think he's in fine spot. He just had his phone buried in his neck.
Okay, we'll take the phone out of your neck and call us back, and we'll see what your point was. Right now, we'll get to Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
So do I.
I'm talking about Breer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got a little inside info on Tripe for you.
Yeah, I've gotten about 18 emails on Tripe. Thank you for everybody.
Tripe soup is apparently very big in Turkey. And I'm told the locals will eat it after a night of drinking raki. What is that? Is that how you say that?
What?
Someone who's got some background in that. You got to tell me how to pronounce that. I've seen it before.
Raki?
It's raki. It's like their drink there.
Oh, okay.
It's their booze, man. All
right.
They're all about the raki.
I thought tripe was a big Italian dish. Billy, you Italian, right? Yeah, did tripe? You got your family tripe? No. It's like old school Italian. Like you cook it with beans and it's like a soup.
Well, Billy just said, my family is not like the seven fishes Italians.
They're not. See, those are official. Like, they're the ones Christmas Eve, you'd eat nothing but fish.
Yeah,
my
Italian family is like, have a lasagna on Christmas Eve.
We're like, maybe have lasagna.
My family's so Italian. My mother slides the window up and yells out the window, hey,
right.
That's like, when you know you're Italian.
Mass
will be chiming in soon.
Joe in New Hampshire. Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
good.
I want to get right to it. So I think this move reeks of desperation. I think that Danny and Brad both went to WIC, and they said that they wanted to resign because Brad's been burnt out since the bubble. But I think that when it all comes down to it, the only silver lining that I see here is the fact that I think Brad's going to actually let Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown not make decisions, but give heavy input. Because I think that whenever that the input was given from the players, I don't think Danny took it seriously. Thank you very much, guys. Love the show.
Okay. Appreciate it, Joe. I think you're stating the obvious there. You think Danny Ainge was taking real input from players?
I don't think he'd care less what players thought. Yeah,
he'd tell you that himself, actually.
Yeah. Just play.
He'd tell you that. Rich in the truck. Hey, Rich.
My bad, fellas. Can you hear me better this time?
Yeah, we got you now. Now we can hear you.
All right, there we go. I was serving the great people of North Redding a package right when you went to me. But what I was trying to get to before that, do you see Stevens maybe playing the role as Danny for 2 years, creating a roster he thinks he can win with, and then going back to the bench at any time.
Oh, I love that theory.
That's a good one, Rich. He appoints himself coach again. He puts together the roster. He makes the moves up top. But if he's going to appoint himself the coach, he is not giving up those president duties either. He's going to be, you know, Pat Riley.
Then that's a
Bill Belichick.
So
he's going to be one of those guys.
So whether we think of it as a promotion or not, then he is, even on paper, he would then demote himself to head coach.
Well, no, not technically. He would be promoting himself to both president and coach, taking on more responsibility and demanding more money for the work he does.
I think Wick and Pags made it pretty clear yesterday that that is not a...
Those are separate jobs.
Those are separate jobs with the Boston Celtics. They made that very clear yesterday.
Well, then. Yep. Capello texted. He's absolutely Italian, he says. And he had tripe 2 weeks ago, and he said it's awesome. So Italians eat tripe all the time.
I've never had it.
How do you cook?
So
I would assume butter and onions, and then you cook it in a stock or broth, slow and low.
You put it in the microwave. Microwave safe bowl for about 45 seconds. You don't need it steaming hot tripe. You just need it warmed up a little bit.
We need somebody
simmering. Do you simmer your tripe?
No. We need to order tripe and try it now.
Just warm it up.
I want to try it now.
Take the tripe out of the package.
Well, I just want to know what's the best way to try it. What's the most palatable way to have tripe?
I always thought tripe was a type of fish.
We've covered this.
And I thought it was cow tongue.
It's cow stomach.
Hold on. I got to simmer my tripe.
Simmering. So apparently, there's your answer. You simmer it.
It's because it probably tenderizes it. You can't eat it quick. It'd be too tough.
We got to know how to have it.
Cut it up.
I don't need to know.
Do you roll it up like that? Do you cut long?
Well, you have an unsophisticated palate and you're unwilling to try new things. That's fine.
Bingo.
Do you cut it into chunks and eat it? Or
Zoe and I will be trying tripe.
I'll try anything.
Artie finishes his chicken and fries. Mm. So, although he's not eating meat right now.
I haven't had meat in 5 days.
If we can find turkey tripe, turkey meatballs. Yeah, he'll eat that.
You need 5 minutes?
5 days.
5 days.
I didn't even tell you, T-Bone. I got sick Saturday night.
Gnawing on
some ribs. They didn't agree with me. I haven't touched.
You said that on air.
Okay, well, then you weren't even listening.
Wow. So I just saw you eating chicken wings back here.
No, that was a joke I pulled. I opened up the chicken wings and asked you if these were broccoli bites. That was a little gag
I
pulled.
Ate 4 of them.
I didn't eat any of them. I haven't had meat since I had the ribs Saturday night. I got sick at 4 o'clock in the morning. I haven't had meat since.
Getting your ass handed.
He is like a really old cranky uncle.
It's because I haven't had any pepperoni in 4 days.
He's got no iron in his system.
Iron?
I'm anemic.
There it is.
You got no iron?
Oh, man. Get this guy some electrolytes over there or something, man. He's miserable.
I got the protein cravings.
Did the tripe callers really just break our phones?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's calling about tripe?
Yeah, everyone's calling about tripe. Louie and Brockton. Louie.
Yeah, Louie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Tell me about tripe.
Hey, listen, if you guys really interested in tasting it, it's like in the Puerto Rican style, it's called Mondongo, and there's a Spanish restaurant, Undoubtedly, and they make it every day.
So what does that mean? Like, tell me what it's like.
What's the consistency?
What's it flavored with? Is it in a sauce? What is it?
It's like a soup, and they put potatoes, yams,
I like all that.
And everything in it.
I want to know what the actual tripe tastes like.
Well, I mean, it's going to be something. It's going to be soft. It's not hard. It's soft.
That's not a taste.
Most of the time, we usually have it after we have to have a long night of drinking and stuff like that, you know?
So it's salty.
In multiple cultures, having the tripe after drinking
salty
might be a way of curing some sort of, I don't know, hangover?
See, I like a burger.
What's the secret of the tripe and the lack of hangover?
Give me a tripe burger.
We already heard that in Turkey, after they drink their raki.
Rukka.
That after they're done drinking the raki, they hit the tripe. They go for the tripe soup.
But what does it taste like? No one has answered that yet.
You know, it feels like when you hear about it, it's all the other stuff it's made with is covering up the taste and texture of the tripe.
Right. See, I know what liver tastes like. It tastes like it tastes a little bit like metal.
It's beef, but it's got a gamier, metallic almost taste to it. That's good.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough meat. I love liver. Liver and onions. Mm.
Chris in Boston. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Hey.
tripe tastes like crap. This is Zoe's buddy, Chris from Boston.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, listen, guys. It's got the consistency of rubber bands. It's disgusting.
Okay.
And usually they drowned it in some kind of tomato sauce. It really has no flavor. They drowned it in some kind of sauce or whatever they cook it with. It's nasty. Second thing, Beetle.
Yeah.
This whole thing with the Celtics is insane because people, these guys, these are their jobs, these players. They're acting like the owners. These guys are making more in a day than you and I will make in a lifetime, Beetle. It's nuts.
Yeah, Beetle.
The lunatics are running the asylum.
That's how the whole league is now, though, Chris. That's how they operate.
It's crazy, man. It's nuts. These kids are spoiled. You know what they need to do? They need to go back and look at, I watched the 1986 scare, show that was on this TV about 2 weeks ago with yep. Bird and McHale. These guys need to see a real team. That team.
I think these.
That'll teach them.
These kids. I know you don't mean the, you know, in a disrespectful way, but they have figured out that this league exists because of the stars and the star talent on it. And look, they want more control. They're getting more control.
We are going to have Brad Stevens on the show.
Wow.
We are?
Not today.
Oh.
It's going to happen next Wednesday.
Oh. Awesome.
The Brad Stevens exit interview.
Or Brad Stevens beginning interview. This could be.
I hope so.
This could be the beginning.
His coaching exit interview.
We're going to put him on the spot.
Still at his coaching time, so.
Still at 12:50?
Yep.
12:50 on Wednesday next week. Celtics confirmed.
Great.
I love it. Now I'm looking forward to that. I wish it were sooner. All right, awesome. Brad guy, Stevens next week.
Our guy TJ from Parker's Pub said he'll cook us up some tripe. He said it's getting some bad reviews out there. Tripe is not
all right,
disgusting.
We like Parker's Pub. They cook good food, so they would have a good idea of how to make it tasty.
Doesn't have a strong flavor at all, he
not
said.
Not me. Meat is murder. Full blood. Now I'm a militant vegetarian.
Right, we'll bring 5 days of French fries.
Well, he said it can get a little poopy fast, depending on what part
poopy
of the
fast?
Stomach.
Poopy fast? What?
If you get the wrong end of the stomach, that's
well, there's
towards
multiple stomachs in a cow.
Correct.
Did you know that?
So the one that's closest to the exit door is not going to taste as well as the other one.
That's
so
a low quality tripe. I want the Wagyu tripe.
You got to be selective.
It's nasty.
You know that they at my alma mater, so
we should
at UMass, they have cows on campus, of course. We had everything, all kinds
of milk. We should milk to a show.
What do you think they called Michigan State? Moo you.
Right. So. They were experimenting with the acid inside of a cow's stomach.
They're going to say something else.
Was strong enough to break down the rubber in tires. And they were experimenting with how to like recreate and make synthetic cow stomach acid to break down used car tires.
Hmm.
And I saw the craziest thing ever. They put basically, think of like a circular hatch, like a window on a boat.
Yeah.
They put something that looked like that and surgically implanted it on the side of the cow where you could see into the cow's stomach.
What?
It was insane.
That's awesome.
There's got to be a picture of it out there.
I believe it.
And they would put rubber in there and watch it break down. All for the advancement of
what's the weirdest planet thing you've Earth ever, party. What's the weirdest thing you've ever like pushed all the way through? Like, accidentally have eaten? You've accidentally eaten something?
Pushed through what?
You know what I'm saying.
You know what Sophie ate this week?
What?
An earplug. Like an orange earplug.
Oh. She pooped,
she pooped it out.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, she pooped it out yesterday.
A dye. You know, like dice, all in dice. I ate a dye.
You ate one?
Accidentally, because it was in a cup, and I like were playing as one of those.
Oh, I thought you meant as a child. How old were you?
52.
25? Like that?
How do you accident... They're big.
I mean, I don't know. No, they're not actually big. Not
how
big.
Old oh, was it like again? A was it like a smaller game. One from like a travel like backgammon set?
Yeah, it's like one of those race games. You know, you're drinking and accidentally. It's
well, good thing there's no jagged edges on that. I mean, there's some sort of no
sharp edges.
You said worst 24 hours you spent sitting there waiting. Like,
was it
painful?
No,
like, just passed.
You were
ease.
Worried about it being painful.
I know. All I right. know how it went down so easily. You were playing Dungeons and Dragons one night as one of those 12-sided die, and it's more round than anything. That's why it went down so easily.
Well, we're getting all this stuff on tripe. Jesus.
Bob and Revere, Bob.
Okay, listen. I want to educate the three of you because you got no clue about tripe.
The no kidding. That's why we're asking for your help.
The caller two calls ago that said tripe soup and potatoes, he's a moron.
No, that's
Chris,
no,
not.
Who said it's horrible, is an idiot.
Okay.
And the guy that said it.
Blame him. Blame me that guy again. Blame me.
I haven't.
Tastes like crap.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to have this guy disparage other callers.
Not doing that. It's obviously cooked
put your
in
phone
different
down.
Ways based on...
Bill said you gotta boil it for like an hour and a half, two
maybe,
hours.
Maybe.
Then you
the
cut
way
it
some
up.
People make it.
Then you cut it up and then you got to sauce it. Anything you have to boil for that long, it's like shoe leather probably. And then you got to doctor the thing up with all kind of sauces and garlic.
Alan in Worcester. Hi, Alan.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I just called and said the same thing. You boil the crap out of it first.
And then?
What do you want
to then what's next?
What do you want, a Ferris wheel?
And then you turn around, you simmer it for a while. Then after you cook it, you cut it up in little strips. And then you cut it. You want to finish it off in like a tomato sauce with a lot of rosemary. That's all my nana used to make tripe.
Do you still make it now, or did you just find better food?
I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. I do the same thing. I cook it for a couple hours, boil the crap out of it, get the stink out of it, and then you get a nice...
Get the stink out of it? No.
Not eating this.
This is horrible.
It's not like you boil pig's feet.
No one has made a good case for this.
It's not chitlins.
No one has made a good case.
It's got the consistency of rubber bands.
This is what we talk about this every St. Patrick's Day. When I tell my wife, why are you making this corned beef and cabbage again?
I do like
why do
beef.
You do it? Don't you understand that
she doesn't cook it right? That's the problem.
Oh, no. She does a wonderful job cooking. The people that like it rave about it. But I just say, don't you understand we have better food now? That the people who are eating this in the first place, they're eating it out of necessity.
Yeah, not out of
desire.
We get a steak right
they're
now.
Eating this to stay alive.
Yeah.
This is crap. This is poor people food.
What do you think, hobos?
This is like famine food. What are we doing here?
Yeah. What do you think, hobos love baked beans? Why do you always see pictures of hobos at the railroad with their knapsack eating a can of baked beans?
What are we doing?
All right.
There's no reason to be eating it for anyone. Anyone. No one needs to be eating that anymore. No one.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you cook.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waco 180 Weight Loss. The masks are gone. Now you can see people's faces. First place you lose weight, it's in your face. And you're also going to take those shirts off this summer. Perfect time to do it. Get the Waken 180 Weight Loss to see how losing weight for you, how easy it can actually be.
Nesto emailed. He said that the Mondongo flavor, that's the soup that we got to call as spices along with the veggies, and has a sauce that has adobo, sazon, and sofrito.
Well, sounds
nice. I don't know what all those things are, but they sound awesome.
Sounds like you really have to doctor tripe up.
I think so far that's the best thing we've heard. That was the best one, was in that soup.
So you've heard of menudo before? The Mexican dish?
Yeah, he eats them raw like a sushi.
Apparently that's tripe. That's what my buddy Scotty said. It's a traditional Mexican soup made with the cow's stomach. So yeah, I forget the caller's name that said... the Puerto Rican dish. But,
We've gone so long now, we can't play the caller who called in today to say he had retired from delivering the milk. He was the milk.
All the power to him. I'm so happy he's retiring. He's got to take care of his health, you know, his family. That's basically all I wanted to say.
Well, Ken, how do you feel about him this morning saying he still wants to work?
Well.
and also getting a lot of backup on the cows with portholes. That's apparently a common thing, far more common than I would have believed.
They cut a hole in the side of the cow and put a window in there?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a cow.
Because you're not sure how the stomach is working?
No, for scientific studies.
Yeah, but don't you know how the stomach works? The food goes in, it breaks it down, and sends it out.
No, you want to see it dissolve.
Not when you're filling up the cow with used car tires.
Oh. I mean,
what do they think is happening in there? There's little mini cows inside building the fire.
I mean, they got to find out if it's going to break down or they're going to poop it out like Zoe does with the dice. You know?
Came right out.
We're back tomorrow on a Friday.
Thank
God. Finish strong Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I gonna play? Am I not gonna play? What am I gonna do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you're stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brad, if this went a different direction and they hired a new basketball operations president, would you have been happy coaching this team, you know, for the foreseeable future?
For sure. Yeah, no doubt. And again, it goes back to, you know, I love basketball. I've loved my time as a coach. And I also, you know, want what's best for the Celtics.
Just wants what's best for the Celtics.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.